Now, if you don't mind, listener, I'm going to leave a little bit early tonight. I wouldn't normally do this, but is this all right for you and Becky just to carry on till 7?
Wait, what time you going?
Can't really say no, can you? Just after 6.
Oh, are you?
Would that be all right?
Yeah, fine.
It's just that I've been summoned to Downing Street.
Right.
And I don't really know why. Some people think that Joe Wiley is punking me.
I think so.
Some people think that he's still in America, because he has been there this week talking to Barack.
Other people just think you're going to be the naked butler.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. But I am going to Downing Street. I don't really know why. It just says on the invitation the Prime Minister invites you.
I think you should be fashionably late, though, shouldn't you?
No, it starts at 6,
right.
So I'm going to be fashionably late.
Well, I think you should stay till 6:45.
What's the etiquette with this? What do I do? I just go
what
up.
What do you mean, what do you do?
Knock on the door. Well, should I take a bottle?
Yes.
Yeah? That's what my mum always says. That, like, if I was going to someone's house normally, I would bring a bottle.
I think you need to take a bottle and either some flowers.
Some chocolates.
Or some chocolates.
Right, okay. And the good thing is, I'll be going on, I think, or going in when the 6 o'clock news is on. So if you see Nick Robinson or something outside number 10, and you'll see me turning up with an Ogbins bag and some Ferrero Rocher.
Some flowers for the garage.
Yeah. So I do take a bottle.
Right. So you're going to time your arrival for when, on the 6 o'clock news, they cross to Downing Street.
Yeah, you'll see me with an Ogbins bag.
Talking about the financial crisis as you walk past.
Hi, Gordon. Well, Scott, come in.
Gordon can't be taking the financial crisis that seriously. Look who he's invited round to number 10 tonight.
I have no idea. I don't know what to do. I don't go to these kind of posh things like this.
No.
But I was talking to someone earlier who gave me some really good advice. Because I'm not used to this. They said, whatever you do, don't get drunk, because we don't want a repeat of what happened with Mark Goodyear at the Palace.
Why? What?
I have no idea. The mind boggles.
You must know.
I don't know what happened with Mark Goodyear at Buckingham Palace. I don't know. But I'm, whatever happened, that's what I'm not supposed to do. Anyway, so I'll let you know how I go tomorrow. I'll be leaving just after 6. Thanks very much.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So I'm going to go to Downing Street. I'm really scared now. What does he want from me?
Well, we've been having a little chat in the studio, and we think that he knows that you get the lottery numbers the night before the draw takes place.
I don't get the numbers
and
the night before. Seriously, you'll get me into loads of trouble with Lottery HQ.
He wants you to help him out. Or, alternatively, he's going to tell you what his numbers are and say, you know what to do, son.
Yeah. So I'm going to...
Yeah? Well, you'd do that, would you?
No, I can't. So, yeah, Gordon Brown. What do you say? Have you met him?
I have met him, yes.
And?
He was very pleasant when I met him. Yeah, he just, at these things, he hasn't really, firstly, he's not going to know who you are.
No.
So take that as a good thing.
Yeah.
And he basically just says, hello, how are you, having a nice night, and then moves on to the next person.
Okay, cool.
Do you have to curtsy like when you meet the Queen?
I didn't know.
Should I?
Want to? No. I would if
I feel
you
like
wanted
I'd
to,
quite
yeah.
like to.
I was halfway through changing my little boy's nappy at the time because he'd done a poo in 10 Downing Street.
You're joking me.
This was this wasn't recently. He's nearly 6.
Oh,
so
right,
this
cool.
was a few years ago.
Oh, okay. I've just been told, this is the advice I've been given, don't get drunk and don't do what Mark Goodyear did at the Palace.
Which was?
I don't know what that was.
Come on,
I don't
must
know. Anyway, so I'm going to go off in a minute.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
So where are you at the moment?
I'm on Whitehall now.
Oh, right, so very, very, very close.
Is that close?
Well, yeah. It sounds political, doesn't it?
Oh, there it is. Yes, that's actual Downing Street. Oh, no. I'm really scared.
Why are you scared?
Oh, I don't know.
So can you see the gates and everything?
Yeah. I'm right next to the gates now. Thank you.
What, are you thanking your driver?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So have you got out the car?
Give me a second.
All right.
Getting out now.
Stay on the phone and you go to the door.
This is amazing.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm really scared.
How are your shoes holding up?
Right, there's a real problem with my shoes.
What?
Well, they're really slippy, so I kind of slashed them with scissors, like you said.
Yeah?
But then Chloe, that bright spark that works upstairs, is like, I know what to do, spray them with hairspray.
Oh, no, you're going to stick to everything.
And now I smell of hairspray. My shoes do.
But you're going to be walking around Downing Street like some kind of string puppet as your feet stick to the carpet wherever you go.
I know. I can feel them sticking. Like, I'm outside now, and I can feel them sticking to the floor.
And you smell of hairspray?
Yeah.
Now, what have you got in your... Have you got a bottle of wine? Have you got some flowers or some chocolates?
I didn't have time.
Right.
Is that rude?
Well, it is a little bit. When you get invited around to somebody's house, you really need to take them a gift.
I haven't done that.
Right, so now you're going to look rude, smell of hairspray, and stick to their carpet.
And also, they'll search my bag, and in it, there's my hair straightener.
Right.
Your wax?
My wax, yeah. Oh, I haven't thought this through.
You're not really creating a very good look at the moment. Do you have to get off the phone before you can go through the security thing, or
yeah,
can you stay?
I just tried to go through, and they just waggled their finger at me.
Well, that might be the hairspray. To be honest with you.
Sorry.
Please, can I come...
Gordon, please let me...
...say or anything. Oh, well, it'll be fine.
Right, can you
I
talk...
I'm going to speak to you again.
...pull letting you through, because we just need to know that this is genuine and that they aren't now going to say, I'm sorry, this is a Joe Wiley prank.
Okay, well, do you want to do that now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Give me a second. There's a lot of security, aren't there?
Well, it's the Prime Minister.
Never seen so many policemen.
I don't believe that for a second.
Hello, I've got an invitation for Downing Street. Okay. Yeah, they seem to know about it.
No, it's real!
You're in!
Are you in now?
I'm in the gate.
Alright.
Are you walking through that bit we see on telly?
Yeah. We're just going through
the gate. That's the actual gate.
Are they handcuffing you?
Just got to get through.
I sounded like Akon's cell door.
I'm now going to the search point.
All right, is this where we have to leave you?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God, okay.
Bless you. You're going in there with hair straighteners in your bag, shoes that are slashed and smelling of hairspray, and on arriving at 10 Downing Street, you went, oh, there are a lot of policemen around. I do.
Luck.
I love you.
This is National Radio 1.